The Christmas Wish List on Hot 91.9.
So good to hear it. This is the upgraded version of the original Christmas Wish music. Thank you, Andy Thomas.
Angry Thomas.
Right, Sam.
Right.
Christmas Wish, if you don't know how it works, it's pretty simple. We have an address called Christmas Wish at hot919.co.za.
Yes.
You send your wish through on behalf of somebody who is in need of something this Christmas. You tell us very specifically what their needs are, and we then go off and find somebody to fulfill those needs on your behalf for that person, okay, via this medium. Sounds simple, always isn't, but one thing with Christmas Wish, when it comes to the on-air part of Christmas Wish,
yes,
is I usually leave most of it up to Samantha, because I get a bit teary at this time of the year.
And also because we left the Kleenex at home.
That's also true. Yes, also we forgot about
we
that.
We forgot the Kleenex, yes.
Damn!
Remember everything else.
Okay. Right, let's get on with the story behind this particular wish, Sam.
Okay, so this wish was sent in by Derek Murphy. And he runs a small laundry, and he says it's a small team, and they work really, really hard, but salaries aren't substantial. It's been a tough year. And one of his team, Rebecca Kamalo, had approached him. Now, her son's graduating from UCT tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And she wanted to attend his graduation, so she asked Derek if he could book her a flight so she could get down there. And that she would pay him back in the new year because money's really, really tight. Yeah. Anyway.
Now there's her son, Ntoko Zizi, studied electrical engineering.
Yeah.
He was funded through the national funding scheme. When did he complete his studies?
He finished in 2017, right. And he's done an internship in Joburg this year at Transnet, which unfortunately has come to an end. But he graduates tomorrow. So he wants to go down there, obviously, and graduate. And the idea was that he would go down on a bus a few days earlier, you know, and she'd follow if she could.
He has also been unable to find full-time employment.
Yeah.
Which doesn't add doesn't help the situation in any way. The plan was, in Tokosizi, was going to go down by bus to Cape Town.
Stay with mates
down in Cape Town. Somehow his mom was going to try and join him. And that's why his mom approached her employer, Derek Murphy, and said, could you help me and I'll pay you off next year.
And that's why he sent in the wish.
And am I right in saying that what he... Well, hang on. It's Simon. Here's the number. Let's try and get Rebecca, Ntokozizi's mother, on the phone. Simon desperately starts slaving over a hot
keyboard.
You can put it live on ASI. There we go. Are we winning here?
No, give him a chance. He's never been a switchboard operator.
I know Simon Hill and Associates.
Hello.
Rebecca?
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Murphy.
Hello?
Good morning, Mr. Murphy.
Rebecca,
she thinks it's Mr. Murphy's her employer. She thinks Mr. Murphy's phoning her.
Rebecca, good morning. It's not Mr. Murphy.
What?
My name is Jeremy Mansfield.
Oh, okay, I understand.
I'm phoning you from a radio station called Hot 91.9, my mom.
Okay.
Now, I just want to get something clear here, because I've had a talk to Mr. Murphy. Your son, Ntoko Zizi, is graduating tomorrow in Cape Town. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. He's graduating tomorrow.
Okay. Now you... Is Ntoko Zizi there with you?
Yes, he is here.
Okay. Now you are going, Mr. Murphy has arranged that you are going down to Cape Town today, is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yes, exactly.
We are namhlanje sekap for the graduation because he's graduating tomorrow. Ngomso.
Yebo, graduate kusasa ba.
Kusasa, yeah. Okay, so that is the plan at this stage. Right. What we're doing is we're now phoning another number.
So please stay on the line with us.
So please stay on the line, Rebecca. Okay.
Andrew speaking.
Andrew Stark, it's Jeremy Mansfield speaking. You're live on Hot 91.9. How are you doing, my friend?
Morning, Jeremy. Well, and you?
I'm very well. Andrew, for those of you who are listening, is the managing director of Flight Center Travel, the Flight Center Travel Group for Middle East and Africa. Andrew, we've got Rebecca Kamalo on the line, on the other line, and you know the story because it's been discussed with you. But what we'd like you to do now, Rebecca, just listen up here, because part of the problem that Derek Murphy, your employer, said was a problem for you was once you get to Cape Town, he wasn't sure how you were going to get around in Cape Town. So you're supposed to be going down by bus this afternoon with Ntoko Zizi for his graduation tomorrow, but they were worried about how you get around and where you're going to be staying because Ntoko Zizi is going to be staying with friends. And that's why we got hold of Flight Center Travel. They do a lot of work with our radio station. And Andrew, if you could go ahead and just tell Rebecca what you at Flight Center, the gang at Flight Center, have put together for Rebecca and Ntoko Zizi so that she understands exactly what's going to start happening and unfolding from this minute onwards.
Sure, with pleasure, Jeremy. I think for us, when your team sent us the email with the story, it resonated with us because as a company, we want to open up the world for those who want to see. And reading Rebecca's story, never been on an aeroplane, never been down to Cape Town, we thought in a time like this, we could probably come to the party and add a bit of joy. So, Rebecca, what we'd like to do is give you return flights to Cape Town with 4 nights accommodation, with breakfast and dinner. We'll then also look after you from a return transfer perspective. So from the airport to the hotel and from your hotel to the graduation. So we don't want you to stress about anything. Over and above that, we'd like to put on 2 excursions for you. So you've never seen Cape Town, but you and your son tour to Robben Island for the day, and a hop on and hop off pass to tour and explore Cape Town.
Andrew,
how does that sound?
Andrew, you see, that's the sort of thing that just makes my heart melt. So, Rebecca, I don't know if you heard all of that, my mum.
I heard, but I don't understand.
You don't understand. Eva, but yeah, ndiyaxelangoku. What is happening is this afternoon, courtesy of the team at Flight Center Travel, you will be leaving. You're not going to go by bus anymore. Okay? You're going to be leaving at road trip will collect you from Machaba Street in Mofolo Central in Soweto.
Yes.
They'll pick you up at 1:30 this afternoon. Okay? You'll be driven to... You and Ntoko Zizi will be driven to O.R. Tambo. You'll get on the Mango flight, JE149, this afternoon. You'll fly to Cape Town with your son.
Okay.
They'll pick you up from the airport. They're going to take you to the Hilton Hotel in Cape Town City Center. They're going to take you to the University of Technology in Bellville for Ntoko Zizi's graduation tomorrow. They'll take you back to the hotel. They're going to take you on Wednesday to Robben Island, where Tata Madiba was put in jail for so many years. They're going to take you on the bus tour all the way around Cape Town to show you the whole of Cape Town on Thursday. And on Friday, They'll pick you up from the hotel, you and your son, Tokozizi. You will then be a graduate from the Cape Peninsula University of Technology in Bellville. And they will fly you back from Cape Town to Oa Tambo. And you'll arrive back here at 20 to 4 on Friday afternoon. And Road Trip will pick you up from the airport. And they'll take you straight back home to Matshaba Street in central Soweto. Everything is paid for. Everything is done. Hot 91.9 will be transferring money into your account, so you've got money. Spending money, you won't have to spend a cent down in Cape Town. Everything is being catered for you and your son.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, my mum. Just go down and be very proud of that son of yours when he gets his... when he gets capped and he graduates tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Jeremy.
Okay, Mama. Hamba ga ushege.
Oh, ngiyabonga.
Selungile.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Selungile.
Selungile. Half past one.
Half past one. Don't be late, Mama.
So you must pack.
Yeah, you're going pack now because you're going off to Cape Town, Mama Rebecca. Andrew Stock, thank you very much on behalf of everyone at Christmas Wish on Hot 91 Line. To everyone at Flight Center, thank you for your
involvement. Thank you very much. So the car is going to come here. At half past one.
At half past one, my mum, they're going to be there and they're going to collect you. And you don't have to worry about a thing. Everything will be taken care of by everyone who's involved in this wish. Okay?
Okay.
So
thank you very much.
Okay, Rebecca.
Can I give him towards the phone?
Yes, of course you can give it to him, Togazizi. Togazizi.
Good.
My man.
Hello?
Thanks, Jeremy.
Andrew, thank you very much. I was just going to say, I'm talking to Zizi. You hold on a second, my bad. Andrew Stock, okay. On behalf of everyone here at Hot 91.9, to everyone at Flight Center, thank you for your involvement in this wish.
Only okay. A pleasure. You guys are doing a great job. Have a good Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Cheers.
Douglas Lizzy, I don't know if your mother understands, but Charlie, you're being flown down to Cape Town this afternoon. You've been picked up from her house at half past one. Both of you being flown down. You're going to be staying at the Hilton down in Cape Town. We've arranged a whole load of activities for your mom. She's going to Robben Island. She's going on the hop-on, hop-off bus around Cape Town so she can see it. They're flying you guys back on Friday with Mango. This is all courtesy of Flight Center. We're transferring money into her account. We've got her account details today so that she doesn't have any expenses down there. But everything has been arranged. The transfers to the Cape Peninsula University of Technology in Bellville tomorrow and back to the hotel. So she doesn't have to worry about a thing. We didn't want her to hassle about this. And we also didn't want her to incur any costs. And we also wanted to just say to you, damn well done.
Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, guys.
Congratulations and enjoy your graduation with your mother tomorrow.
Definitely will do.
Okay, my bad. Cheers and talk is easy. Bye-bye. Bye. Shame. I don't think Rebecca quite knew what was going on there.
No, but I think her son worked it out damn fast.
Yeah.
Because he's smart. He's an electrical engineer.
Exactly. And that's how it rolls right here on the Christmas Wish on Hot 91.9. Christmas Wish at hot91.9.co.za is the way you get hold of us. And let's see if we can make your wishes come true. There we have it. It's the first one of many up until the 21st of December. And as we've always said on the original Christmas Wish, there you go. Another Christmas Wish has just come true.
The Christmas Wish. Send your wishes to Christmas Wish at hot91.9.co.za.